I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. An attack on the U.S. Embassy in Yemen left at least 16 people dead today. None of the victims were Americans. The assault involved two car bombs and heavy gunfire, but the heavily guarded embassy walls were not breached. There were reports that a local group calling itself Islamic Jihad in Yemen had claimed responsibility, but the BBC's Ginny Hill says it's not clear yet who carried out today's attack.
I think we have to wait and see who else comes forward to claim responsibility for this attack in the next few days. The web of al-Qaeda in Yemen is very complex. There are several splinter cells, and over the last few months there have been claims of rival leadership. Not quite clear what the structure is within Yemen and how the different groups are related to one another. There has been a theory that the most experienced people in al-Qaeda in Yemen have been holding back and allowing younger, newer splinter groups to keep up quite a high-tempo campaign against smaller targets and waiting, really, for their moment to come forward with a large attack. And it's possible this attack is an illustration that that theory is correct.
An attack specifically against the United States, specifically against Americans, or are there other targets?
The U.S. Embassy was attacked in March. There was a mortar strike which actually misfired and hit a girls' school next door. And that was followed by a campaign of bombs throughout the capital, attacking Western targets, a residential compound, oil company headquarters. The U.S. State Department made the decision to withdraw non-essential staff from the embassy in Yemen. And they had only just returned to their desks in the embassy at the end of August. So I think the timing of this attack is significant.
Does the Yemeni government look the other way? I mean, when you say this is a complex network of overlapping splinter cells, is the government condoning these actions? Is it acting against them, given that the Yemeni government is supposedly an ally of the U.S.?
The Yemeni government is poor and the government is fragile. It doesn't have extensive reach outside the capital, but it does work as an ally with the United States and it is receiving training and counterterrorism cooperation from the U.S. military. The U.S. military presence in Yemen is mainly restricted to counterterrorism. It's fairly low profile because of the security concerns, but they are working with an elite counterterrorism group that has had some success in deployment over the last few years, tracking down a number of terrorist suspects who escaped from jail in 2006.
And when there is an attack like this one, what's the public response?
The Yemeni public are hostile to U.S. foreign policy, but there's no way to really test exactly what public opinion supports because there aren't extensive public opinion polls. There isn't really market research in place in Yemen. And I think the important thing to realise here is that the casualties in today's attack were Yemeni. The casualties in the misfired mortar strike on the US embassy in March were Yemeni. And there have been two attacks on tourist convoys in Yemen in the last 18 months. And there have also been Yemeni casualties.
There are a couple of interesting things that have gone on in Yemen. Even though Yemen, the government there, is an ally of the United States, there are a few things that have gone on that Washington would likely have taken great note of. One of them involves a Saudi Arabian militant fundraiser.
Yes, the Saudi authorities have had considerable success in recent months. They've been clamping down on insurgency within the borders of their own kingdom. And in March, a terrorist financier in Saudi Arabia called on all remaining members of al-Qaeda within Saudi Arabia to move to Yemen because he said it was a safer environment for them to plan and operate.
The BBC's Ginny Hill, just back from Yemen, in fact, speaking to us now from London. Thank you very much, Ginny.
Thank you.